From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The 99th season of the Alabama Symphony Orchestra came to an abrupt end in March due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Several concerts were canceled or postponed, including the popular Symphony in the Summer at Railroad Park, scheduled for this weekend. Under normal times, the final concert of the season features send-offs for musicians who are retiring, but that didn't happen for Roger James. He's played in the first violin section for 35 years. He spoke with WBHM's Michael Crowell about his career with the symphony. Their conversation began with James talking about the odd ending to his final season.
It was kind of funny walking out of the Civic Center. We had had our dress rehearsal for Romeo and Juliet ballet, and we walked out. It was late on a Thursday night. Everybody was kind of wondering if we were going to be back in the pit the next night, and as it turned out, we weren't. And one of my colleagues even said, "I think you might be retired now." And I kind of laughed at that, but it turns out he was right.
Why are you retiring now?
Several reasons. I still felt like I was a contributing member for the section and the orchestra as a whole. Didn't want things to slip below that, but I am getting on in years, and so is my bow arm. And my ears have started to go somewhat. Things like that, plus I'd like to hang out with Linda some more and be able to travel to California, see our daughter and grandchildren. So,
what do you remember about your first concert with the Alabama Symphony Orchestra?
It was in the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center, the concert hall. It was a special gala Pops concert to start the season in 1985. And Ben Vereen was the guest star. He was great. He was still a big thing on Broadway. He was terrific. And in the middle of the concert or after intermission or someplace in there, a representative of the governor came out and handed him a large framed certificate proclaiming that to be Ben Vereen Day. He made note of that on stage, just that George Wallace had come a long way.
You've said this is the best Alabama Symphony Orchestra you've ever been a part of. Why is that?
The level of players, the younger players coming in, not that the departing members lacked anything, but it's just ever more cohesive unit. You know, it seems like we had caught on to things faster and faster. I'm also going to hark back to Justin Brown's years as well as Carlos's years that we've had. Conductors that have been teaching us to play well together. So,
when you're playing a concert, say for example, everything's going just right, say it's a Masterworks concert, do you ever just kind of take a second to step back and say, isn't this cool? I get to play some of the greatest music ever written, and I'm like surrounded by it, and just revel in the moment?
I'm not sure there's time to revel in the moment during the show, but before and after, for certainly, it's like an old baseball line. We get to play baseball today. You know, this is great. Look what we get to do. We get to go out there and do our best and try to play, like you say, some of the great masterworks.
What do you want people to know about the ASO that they might not otherwise know?
We have a great little orchestra here. It isn't full size with only 54 full-time positions, but we have so much talent in one place that we can pretty much play the heck out of anything we try.